today.
Thanksgiving, everybody. Here we are yet again at the tail end of another year. That's what Thanksgiving symbolizes to me anyway. You're giving thanks for things that happened, and you're getting ready to usher in a new year. So we're going to talk about the biggest turkeys in Washington and elsewhere coming up on this show, and you can chime in at 800-259-5791. But right from the get-go here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we are so thrilled, as always, because she's the grand dame of the operation, Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner joins us from the Capitol. And, Ellen, it's like a ghost town right now, right?
It's a total ghost town. In fact, they said that 1 million people were leaving in their cars from the greater Washington area. I mean, that's a lot of people. That's probably one out of every three or four people.
No kidding. Of the 43 million, a lot of them exiting from D.C. Hey, the president, though, was busy because he did the official pardon. Who did he pardon today?
Oh, well, he pardoned two turkeys from Minnesota that were actually raised by high school students. One is named Liberty, and the other is named Peace. Peace is the backup turkey. They're going to be going to live in Mount Vernon, George Washington's home, for the rest of their lives.
Oh, I love that. I love Mount Vernon. Have you taken that tour a couple of times through Mount Vernon?
I've been there many times. I've not been there really since they've sort of redone their shtick about, because now they really include the slaves' lives, and it's very different than my earlier days when I went to Mount Vernon.
Yeah, I haven't done that either. I'll have to do that next time I'm in D.C. Okay, so it's a ghost town. People are traveling. A lot of people leaving the Capitol and have already left, obviously. But Senator Menendez took time to talk about the transportation issue and, of course, pointing to Ray LaHood that something has to be done. What specifically is he talking about?
Well, this is interesting because, Kate, you know, you can buy your airline ticket and then you get to the airline counter and you have a pet and all of a sudden the price has gone up, or you find that they have raised the price for checking the luggage, or other kinds of fees that happen, you know, legroom fees, et cetera. And
yeah,
you find that they add these fees. They don't tell consumers. They do this competitive purchasing of tickets, but then they add all these fees, so it becomes much more expensive. So that's one concern. And the other concern is that why are they suddenly charging for, like, a suitcase when you used to be able to check a suitcase or two? So a bunch of senators got together and wrote to Ray LaHood, who is the transportation secretary, and asked him to begin to do something about this. And, of course, Senator Menendez chose the busiest traveling day of the year to do it.
Yeah, just to point it out. Listen, and you know what? It's terrible to travel. I've done it on Thanksgiving and the day before, the worst time to travel. Ellen, you know this. You travel all over the place. And you know what I hate? I hate that it's like everybody crams their entire life into the overhead because nobody wants to pay.
That's right. And, you know, I've always wondered, it takes so much time, and I don't think it's as safe as if it's in the hold of a plane, because I don't know about you, but I have actually been hit twice. I do travel all the time, twice by suitcases, when people have opened the latch after the flight, and two suitcases have actually hit me on the head.
Ooh.
And so it's not safe. Why don't they just put it under the hold? You also don't know what people have in those suitcases. I'm just surprised that the FAA actually allows all of that to happen in that way.
Yeah, I agree with you, absolutely. All right, let's talk about this other thing from the Obama administration. They announced that the number two official at the Medicare agency is going to take over. What's that about?
That's right. Well, I think she's not. Is she the number two? I think she is actually the number two.
Yeah.
But she's a different a woman. Don Berwick was somebody that the president appointed. The Republicans hated him. They were not going to approve him. He did it as a redress appointment, and it's very clear that he's not going to be part of it, and so he appointed a different person today. She will go through Senate confirmation.
All right, so that's not going to happen anytime soon because they come back Monday, right? And then they're there for a couple weeks and then leave again.
But he resigns as of the 2nd of December.
Oh, okay, so that might take a little bit of time. Also, this was also pretty big. I happened to see this headline the second I woke up this morning. What's going on with the White House and the Kremlin? They're crashing over the missile defense plans, right, for Europe?
Yes, this is it. So in the treaty that we signed with them, the Russians are allowed to look at our conventional forces that exist in Europe. We're also allowed to look at theirs. When we decided to build this missile shield business or missile defense in Europe, the Russians rescinded that part of the treaty. Then we rescinded a couple of days ago our part of the treaty on that in terms of inspections. Well, now the Russians up the ante by saying they're going to build machinery that can take out our nukes, and they will accelerate the arms race.
There you go. I mean, it's all about nukes now, whether we're talking about this situation with Europe or whether we're talking about Iran. And you and I have talked a lot about the situation in Iran, but we'll step aside on that one for a second and go to something that's very personal to you, goats for the old goat. I got to tell you that a bunch of my friends have bought goats now. I have a couple, and we're proudly wearing the shirt. You can actually get a shirt with this deal. So now I walk around and people think I'm an old goat. So thanks, Ellen. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I'm the old goat, and we were on Fox the other day. We sold, like, I cannot tell you, almost 500 people bought goats. We sold probably 2,000 goats. And not only can you give a goat for Christmas, you can give a partial goat for Christmas if you can't afford a full goat, which is $60. You will get a picture. It may take us a year or so to give you a picture of your goat. You'll get a certificate right away. We also sell beautiful Swarovski crystal hearts that are made by our women who have seen somebody killed in front of them. They're part of our post-traumatic stress program. We have crosses for sale, and also you can buy a partial wheelchair. So we have lots of nice things for sale for people who want to give a Christmas gift that's really meaningful. And as I said, as opposed to some of the other groups that do give out animals, we actually will give you, eventually you'll get a picture of the recipient with your name and the goat.
All right, so everybody needs to go to Goats for the Old Goats, right?
.com or .org mm-hmm. to get you to the same place.
Yep, goats absolutely. For the old goats. And it's a great website, too, by the way. It tells you everything about it. You see pictures. It's excellent.
Right, and we also, you know, other places say, well, a goat costs so much. We exactly break down what every bit of that money is for.
Yeah, excellent. Good way to end this. Ellen, what are you thankful for?
Well, I am really, you know, I have to tell you something. Part of what I'm thankful for is I was shocked at how wonderful all the Fox donors were because we did this segment on Fox. And I'm so thankful that there are people in our country that really care so much about other people.
Oh, good way to end this. I agree with you. I second that. Go to the site, goatsfortheoldgoat.com.org. Ellen Ratner, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Have a great time.
All right. If you go to the site that we were just talking about, and I have gotten some goats, and many of you actually. That actually feeds a family. And as Ellen said, what's cool is that you'll get a picture of the goat and actually see your goat. Imagine that. And it's amazing what they've been able to do with this incredible program. Perfect for Thanksgiving. Perfect thing to talk about. Coming up next, odds and ends, what's going on across the country, plus a couple of real turkeys from this year when it comes to politics. Hang around. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Across America and outside the borders, because I know many of you are living in other places and you listen to the show because you email us, you chat us up and all that kind of stuff. And I know you're celebrating Turkey Day in your own way in the UK, in China, because we got one from Chan and his family. They actually sent me a really cool picture. Thank you for that. And many of you in Canada as well who live in Canada now. Well, there were a couple of layup things if we want to talk about some of the biggest turkeys, and you're invited to this conversation, by the way, 800-259-5791. We hate to make these turkeys work overtime, but that's exactly what we're doing. And the biggest turkey of all politically has to be, and there's really two big ones for me, but I think the biggest one, I narrowed it down, has to be Anthony Weiner. That was one of the most ridiculous things that any of us had ever heard, and you knew ultimately this guy was going to become undone. Here's a congressman who the Democrats he was the Democrats' beacon of a hope for the future. He was young and ambitious and had helped a lot of poor people and was loved in New York City, and ultimately he was taking pictures of his body parts and sending them to other women. Not his wife, who was pregnant, but he was sending them to other people. And then trying to duck it. He was trying to duck it. And he really showed us how stupidly politicians think that they're immune from how, really, the new social networking systems can expose you. And that's what happened to Anthony Weiner. Because he was chatting people up on through Facebook and doing it in other ways, he had no problem and didn't see any problem with sending a woman a picture of his package, as I just said. And we know the story. This all unfolded in June. So heading into the summer, this was a big shocker. Once the story started to spread, now when the rumors start, a lot of times, you know, I say where there's smoke, there's fire. You know, you hate to immediately crucify someone before you know all the details. But it was definitely going to be Weiner's time to bolt, because here you had pictures of him in his underwear, and he was posing while he was in the congressional gym and all kinds of stuff like that. So it ends up, as it always ends up, in a tearful apology and saying that he didn't mean to mislead anyone and all this other sort of stuff, and then trying to still hang on to his job until eventually he buckled and had to leave. I mean, he was gone. So that's it for Anthony Weiner and his Democratic stronghold. That Democratic stronghold in his district in New York ultimately went to an unknown Republican. And this just shows you how people were fed up with the nonsense. It kind of reminded me, the Weiner thing, kind of reminded me of what happened to Elliot Spitzer. The big rise and the big flop, the big fall. I'd say Spitzer, and I would also put, you know, because remember, Spitzer had all that political power and, of course, was the governor of New York, and how he fell. Or another governor, the governor of New Jersey, if you go all the way back to 2004, because Spitzer was 2008 and Jim McGreevy was 2004. So he resigns from office and he pulls a double whammy. He says he's gay. And just says, you know, I'm a gay American. Remember, his wife was by his side and all that stuff, and said she was misled. But the Weiner thing, it was the same deal, only a couple of years later. I mean, there's a whole list of these kinds of politicians that don't realize the shield is not there any longer. So he makes my top turkey in politics. It's a layup, I know, but he's definitely on the list. Also on the list is John Edwards, because ultimately, you know, this all goes into court, whether or not he used campaign funds to pay for his girlfriend. And he had the year before that denied all that stuff, and then eventually had to come out and admit it, just like Weiner, because there was a child and there were stories, and the stories were starting to get just too close, and the lies and cover-ups and all that bit him. So he had his whole day in court thing that happened this year. So he would also make the list for top turkeys, because he kept proclaiming innocence and still saying that he's innocent, that he didn't do that, that he didn't misuse campaign money in any way, and whatever. He did his little dance before the cameras too, and that still remains to be seen. Also on my list of turkeys, and this is another easy target, probably for many of you who have listened to America Tonight. If you've never listened to my show and you just happen to be flipping around and caught us, happy Thanksgiving and welcome to our little corner of the world in the overnight atmosphere. But somebody who I dog a lot, and maybe it's because I come from a family with a lot of legal people, is the Attorney General. And the reason the Attorney General, Eric Holder, I think is has gotten so many pot shots from me, and not just me, others, is because I always feel like he's one of these guys. I'm telling you, he can stare you down. And I think that there's something that he's not telling us the truth about, and yet he has that way of almost looking right through you. I think when he's on TV and whatnot, that's how he looks to me. It looks like he's got it down so well. He's smooth. He's smoother than John Edwards. He's way smoother than Anthony Weiner, the former congressman from New York. Both of those guys. But something's off base, whether it's Fast and Furious, dealing with the CIA and the waterboarding issues, any of those, you know, pick whatever the catastrophe or the talk is of the moment. And I always feel like there's just something not quite there with Holder, that he's not telling everything. He's not telling the whole truth about whatever it is. Oh, we didn't know at the Justice Department about Fast and Furious until the Border Patrol agent was killed, and then it came to our attention, but yet there are memos with him attached to it where apparently he must have known something, unless he wasn't reading his memos. And there's even a clip of him talking about an operation with guns and helping to try to track those guns, which ultimately it blew up in Holder's face, which is why on the Hill, just even 3-4 weeks ago, he was still being grilled about it and is very insistent that they won't let this happen again. It was an embarrassment. It's a terrible operation. It shouldn't have happened. But he wasn't aware of it. And I'm just not buying what he's selling. So he's a smooth turkey, but he makes my list. That's just a few of the hits. Throughout the entire show, I'll sprinkle them with other turkeys of the year. Oh, yeah. No one's immune, I tell you. No one's immune from the turkeys. All right, a couple of quick things before we send you off into our next segment, where we're going to talk about the NFL with DaBuda. He's come on all season long. He's a very, very funny guy, and he gives you the skinny on some of the games. I thought it'd be fun to break the games down with him, because we're also, and I don't know if we'll have a lot of takers. I know many of you are probably out hanging out with your friends. You've probably already left, maybe, and you're catching this show just as you're leaving to go somewhere. Or maybe many of the people that listen to America Tonight are chillaxing by a fire somewhere, or watching a movie or some such thing. But I wanted to be consistent, and I wanted to do another Nail the Score. So in our third hour, we will have Nail the Score. So if you have one eye open and you can dial the digits, 800-259-5791, we will be doing that. So pay attention to the next segment with DaBuda from PickNation.com, because he gives you some great tips on the games that might help you if that happens to be one of the games of the week. How's that? That's the best hint that I can give you on that. And I hope many of you listening will wake up in the morning and watch the Macy's Day Parade, because here we go again. Some big balloons will be launching. It's one of my favorite parades. I went to it when I was a kid every single year, probably 3, 4, 5, and 6. And it's just kind of fun to flip through and watch while you're making some of the Thanksgiving Day stuff. By the way, the Occupy folks are still going to be out, they say. Occupy Alaska protesters are still keeping their vigil going despite all the cold weather there. Can you imagine that? Also, will Penn State get a bowl bid in light of everything that's happened with that sex abuse scandal? Ooh, that makes for an interesting conversation. Any thoughts on that? Send them to me at americatonight.net. Buddha coming up around the bend.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state. M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig? With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Baby, and it is time to not only eat turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing and cranberries and all that cool stuff, but to watch some football. Three big games. What a week in the NFL. And, of course, each and every week, Da Buddha is in the house to talk to us and break down the games for us from PickNation.com. Buddha Man, how you doing?
Happy Thanksgiving. If everybody wants to know, the over-under for weight gain this Thanksgiving up to Christmas is sitting right now at 12.5 pounds. And the over is a 120 favorite. Or you can bet over or under 3.5 chins. And depending on how you're looking at me, I may be there already.
Oh, that's hilarious. I don't like the chin thing, though. That's a bad description. Oh, like chins like Jay Leno chins? Oh,
you know, I shoot a pregame show every week that airs on FoxSports.com, and every time we shoot it, I keep having the guys raise the camera higher and higher. For those of us in TV, we know why that is.
No kidding. That's it. It's got to be above your eyes.
Yeah, they're
going to
be shooting from the next floor, you know, pretty soon.
I love that. So I said there's three games. Let's start off with them. The first one is great, the Packers and the Lions. Any chance that Matty Stafford gets the win here in Nats Packers?
Well, finally, Detroit's involved in a game on Thanksgiving that's going to be a little more appealing than the mashed potatoes. I mean, obviously, they've got their mojo back. They went to a running game last week thanks to Kevin Smith. That was a great pickup. I had mentioned that Stafford was throwing the ball so much, I thought his arm was going to fall off. It was like my grandmother at the slot machine at the Bellagio. These are two teams that are heavy on offense. They don't know what to do but to go up and down the field. You know, when they're trying to stall in a two-minute situation, they throw 10-yard passes instead of 30-yard passes. This total is 55.5. I think it could be 50 by halftime. I'm going to go over the total. I am going to tell you, though, at 6 points, this is a great spot for a teaser, like a two-team teaser. For those of you out there that, you know about teasers, you get an additional 6 points, and you have to pick two teams. Green Bay would go from 6 to pick them, and then as we're going to get into the next game, Miami-Dallas, I would love to hook Dallas in there and make Dallas a 1-point favorite instead of a 7-point favorite at home against the Dolphins. There's your two-team teaser, and that's a freebie Thanksgiving because I am so thankful for you guys.
I love that. All right, the Dolphins, they've won, they reeled off 3.
Right.
The Cowboys look different. Shockingly, they're in first in the NFC East.
Yep.
I mean, any chance, you just talked about the teaser, any chance that this is a close game?
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, I don't like to lay 7 points with Dallas. That's not the type of team that they are. They know how to make bad teams look good. We saw that last week when they were life and death to beat Washington, and make no mistake about it, Washington is complete garbage. Miami obviously has some momentum. I'm a little scared of them because now they believe in themselves, and when men at this level, at this league, start to believe in themselves, bad things could happen to the other team. So that's why I mentioned I like Dallas, you know, in the teaser. I do think they'll win this game. I wouldn't bet on them to cover, so just on the game straight up, I like the Dolphins plus the 7.
All right, the Harbaugh brothers
cap
off the night. I cannot wait for this game, the 49ers and the Ravens. The conventional wisdom would say the 49ers will be dog-tired on a short week and, of course, having to travel. But, boy, it's tough for me to go against San Francisco.
Right. The San Francisco's been defying conventional wisdom ever since the beginning of the season. 8-0-1 if you're betting on them since week one. That's against the Vegas spread, so you should have plenty of San Francisco bankroll to bring into this game. And Baltimore, for me, this is their Viagra game of the week because can they ever get up for 2 games in a row? I mean, you know, all year long we're watching them beat the Steelers, then get embarrassed. You know, then beat the Steelers again, then get embarrassed. And every other week, you know, it's like a different team. It's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, and which Baltimore is going to show up. I mean, obviously without Ray Lewis there, I don't think that's as big a deal as people make of it. I think he's more, you know, bark than bite at this stage, although I wouldn't want to meet him in any alley. That's for sure. I like San Francisco here. I'm going to stick with them. They've got me to this point. I'm going to take the 3.5 points here. I think they play tough. This one could come down to a field goal at the very end, so that extra half a point means a lot to me.
Woohoo! You picked my team. I wanted San Francisco, so now I got some backup now from the Buddha.
There you go.
All right, let's move to a couple of other games. Here's one that I was stuck on. I'm just skipping over the Vikings and the Falcons.
Yep, right.
Falcons, right? Come on,
you and
Falcons.
Everybody else.
Yeah. The Browns and the Bengals. I mean, what here? Bengals, right? It has to be.
Well, I mean, that's what you'd think. They're 8-point favorites, but if you, you know, this game is always, regardless of where the two teams are standing, this game is always like the Ohio Super Bowl. You know, it's like they get up for this game and it doesn't really matter. I think 8 points is a ton of points to give a team that's going to come into this game life and death. As far as Cleveland is concerned, if they do nothing else this season other than beat, you know, Cincinnati in Cincinnati, that's like winning the Super Bowl for them. So I'm going to go with the 8 points here in the Browns. I know it's a little bit unconventional, and I know the Bengals have been playing good with Dalton, but really it's their defense that's been so great, setting their offense up for easy scores. But I'm going to go with Cleveland here, plus the 8 points.
All right, Cleveland. Titans and the Buccaneers. Hasselbeck for the Titans. I got to think Hasselbeck in Tennessee, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, I mean, Tampa Bay, they've had a very, very tough season so far. And a lot of it is schedule problems. I mean, they flew out to London. They come back. Their last 4 games have been against very tough teams. Obviously, you know, this Tennessee team is actually going to seem easy to them. I'd be worried about this Tampa Bay team here. This just seems like a trap. Tennessee seems a little too easy at -3.5. I like the way Tampa Bay played against Green Bay. They put up a great fight. You know, like I said, when they hit Tennessee now, they're going to be like walking, you know, running in the, you know, in the rain. I'm going to go ahead and take Tampa Bay here plus the 3.5 points.
Ooh, Tampa Bay.
And by the way, running in the rain is easier because it's cooling your body down. Just wanted to clarify that, you know, in case you're listening out there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not that I run. You know, it's so funny. When I jog, old ladies pass me walking. The only way it looks like I'm running is if you're in a truck going the opposite direction and you're watching me pass you, it may look like I'm jogging.
Please tell me you don't wear those short Bill Clinton shorts.
Oh, are you kidding me? Absolutely not. Never.
You wear
Kill
those
me
baggy.
If you ever see that.
You wear
that picture shows up on TMZ. You have permission to just come to my house and kill me.
Oh, you're off of FoxSports.com if you show up in those shorts, by the way.
It's funny. I got thrown off of Green Bay Radio last week. They'll never have me back again. But they asked me about to weigh in on the Penn State thing. And now I'm just, you know, if anyone asked me to weigh in on that, I'm just saying, you know what? I pass. Let's go. Next question. I'm not getting thrown off any more radio. They want my opinion. I gave them 5 winning weeks in a row. It meant nothing. One bad joke, I was gone.
Oh, you're out of there. Too many people complain.
The suits were in the hallway.
I love that. The suits in radio. Jets and the Bills. Jets, right? Come on. Fitzpatrick's not the same guy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, the Jets, everyone's down on them because they got Tebow'd last week, but they were coming off a short week, 4 days rest, going into the altitude. That was a very tough game for them to win. As a matter of fact, we talked about it on the show. I love Tebow in that game. And this game, Buffalo is all but done. I agree. They just can't stand up to teams with good defense. Jets are one of those teams that are going to bully you on defense. But 8 points, I can tell you as a Jet fan, is way, way too much to lay. I don't like laying 8 points even against a team like Buffalo because you could be up by 14 and then have Fitzpatrick against a soft defense, you know, prevent defense come down and backdoor you. So I'm not going to let that happen to me this week. I'm going to go again with the points. It's a dog day afternoon. Buffalo plus the 8.
Woo! All right. Raiders and the Bears, no Cutler. Come on, Raiders.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's poetic justice that these Bear fans who have been so overly critical of Cutler and questioning his toughness, now they're going to have to see what a team looks like without him. And I don't think they got a shot in Heimer. I'm going to go ahead and go against them. I'm going to go with Oakland minus the 4.5.
Patriots and the Eagles. Of course, the Eagles now. Vic, is he out? Is he going to be out for this game?
You know, it's a game time decision. If he does the right thing, he'll just sit out. Because between me and you, Vince Young is better. If you watched that game last week, the quality that the Eagles' offense had that they don't have with Vic is they seemed a little more stable.
Yeah.
They were calm. They were, you know, they were running their offense. It wasn't a frantic, you know, pace. You know, it was very, they just calmly marched down the field. And that's something that we haven't seen with Michael Vick. I think it served this offense a lot better. Look, at the end of the day, Philly knows they've got to win out. And they have to get a little help from some other teams. And they can actually still make the playoffs if they do that. And Andy Reid could actually save his job. Oh, my God. But at the end of the day, this for New England, this is not a must-win.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is New England, when they're not in a must-win situation like this, I don't know that they bring their full game. We've seen this in the past with them. I'm going to go with Philly here. They're getting points at home. I think they can win this game outright.
Woo, Philly. All right, this one, I don't know. You got to help me with this one. Philip, I don't know who I am, Rivers and
right.
Tebow, the Chargers and Broncos.
Right, well, the Tim Tebow train continues. I've been on it ever since his first start. Look, most people don't buy it, but when, you know, you have Tebow in a game that he can win, not against a team he can't beat, but a team that he can win, he figures out a way to get it done. It's not always pretty, but he gets it done. The big difference with Denver now is they've created the offense to suit him. This is the first, he's running screens, he's throwing the ball laterally, he's running that double option where he can run, he can go with the shovel pass forward or the option pass backward. You know, that's a Florida Gators play. As a matter of fact, the offense right now looks a lot like the Gator offense, and that's going to make Tebow even more comfortable. And this San Diego team, man, they have just quit on their coach, and I don't blame them because how many years can they have an elite quarterback and not get anything done?
Yeah.
It's a shame, but I can understand it. I'm going to go with Denver here with the momentum, and once again, another dog barks at plus 6.5.
I love it. Lots. We'll see what happens. We got 20 seconds. Giants, Saints.
Right. Listen, I think the Giants, unfortunately, don't look good to me. They seem like they have given up. I'm going to go with the Saints here. I think they're well rested. They come in focused and win this game.
Saints, I like it. Happy Thanksgiving, Buddha Man. Thanks so much. Go to PickNation.com. Appreciate it.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
With it being Thanksgiving here in America tonight, one of the fun things we did this year and some of the amazing people we met, just unbelievable, the entrepreneurs, I think, in this country. We've talked about how big that is right now. It's a segment we started called It's Your Business. Ruth Malhotra joins us now from California, Carlsbad, California, and she is one of those people, entrepreneur with a great idea, part of this enterprise, I think, that's really catching wind across the United States. Happy Thanksgiving. How are you, Ruth?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Well, we got to ask you this because, of course, we have listeners all over the country. Some are bundling up. It's a little bit cooler. Some are kicking back. You're in Cali. That means your Thanksgiving is sunny and warm, right?
You know, it's not as warm as you would expect, but definitely warmer than the East Coast.
All right. Well, it's tough to complain when you're in San Diego and Carlsbad. That is beautiful territory.
All right, first,
let's roll the clock back and talk about what you own. You own Kidville Carlsbad. And the concept behind Kidville overall, what was it that attracted you to that franchise?
Well, you know, I have been looking for a kids franchise for years. I love working with children. I was looking at different businesses, and I came across Kidville, and it just jumped out at me. It is a fantastic business that has classes for newborns. They're 6 years old, the gym, the art, the music, the dance. We've got the birthday parties. We've got the retail components. It was just an all-encompassing kind of a business for kids, which is great for parents. That's what really attracted me to it.
Yeah, so when you decide you're going to do this, what do you sit down and start to think about? You mentioned what attracted you to it, but then you think about the in financial terms and laying out a plan and all of that. Did you, and I can tell that you're that kind of person, but you did that due diligence, right? Were there any things that popped out of you that thought, ooh, do I need to do this? Why am I doing this? Because I think every entrepreneur, if you take the, my philosophy is if you take the leap, then the net will find you. But it is scary when you're first looking out there. Do you remember what that was like?
Oh, absolutely. I think there's always that sense of doubt and being scared that you're putting everything kind of on the line to go into something that's new like this. But I feel very confident in the business model. I feel very confident in the product and the services that we offer. And that's what gave me that safety net, knowing that this is such a great business for the kids and for the parents. I really very strongly believe in what we're offering to the community and to the parents and the kids.
Yeah. So once you do that and you decide, okay, you're going to open the doors, how do you get the word out, we're here and here's what we do?
You know, that's probably one of the toughest things. I think marketing is definitely one of those animals that, there's a lot of variables to it.
Yep.
You know, trying to get in touch with local community chapters with moms groups, advertising in local magazines. But it's definitely a lot of local advertising and then also on a national level because we are a franchise. You know, we're actually an international company, so being on radio shows like yours really helps get the word out about what we're all about.
Yeah, I agree with that, by the way. The word of mouth is so huge and how it spreads, mm-hmm. and we see that all the time in radio. The Kidville concept, how long has that been around? Do you know?
Yeah, the Kidville concept was started off in New York. It's been, I was about 8 or 9 years now, and we have, kind of grown, again, all internationally, all over the world. And it started off in New York. We're the first location in California. We just opened up a second location, so definitely growing.
What is it that attracts people to Kidville? I mean, if somebody said to you, they're sitting there and they're on the subway with you or you're getting on a plane and somehow they find out what you do and you start to talk and they say, well, what is Kidsville? Yeah, and you talked about it a little bit, Kidville. You talked about it a little bit, but if you had to describe it and give me kind of your elevator pitch, what is it?
I'm sure. Kidville is an early childhood development facility. We have classes for newborns through 6 years old, gym, art, music, dance. We've got a Kidville University program, which is our preschool alternative program. We host birthday parties. We've got a state-of-the-art gym where we allow kids to come in and use our open play space. And then we've got a really cute retail component where we carry high-end clothing and toys for kids. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of a one-stop shop for parents to make it easier. You know, they don't have to go all over town trying to get a music class here, art class there, go buy a birthday gift for somebody. You know, it's all under one roof, and that's all about making the lives of parents better and easier.
Oh, I get it now. I connected to that. Meaning, instead of, and you're in a busy area, you know how Carlsbad is, how the traffic can be. Meaning, instead of running all over the place, running to the mall to get a present because you're going to another birthday party, trying to have your child in a music class or some other kind of a class, and that's all the way across town. This way, you go one place, like you described, one-stop shopping. And you're right there, and you don't have to be so hairy. Because I think it's also for the parents. If the name is Kidville, and it's kids, but it's for the mm-hmm. parents' sanity, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's difficult being a parent nowadays. There's so many things that, you can put your kids into. And every parent wants the best for the child. They want them to have all these experiences. And we just make it much easier for them. And we give them a quality play for that, a quality space for that. I'm very excited about what we have.
can people drop, because you're talking about newborns, can you drop the children off or no, it's kind of a thing where your child will be there and you're there too. You might be doing something else and they're doing their class or whatnot.
So in terms of drop off, we do focus on parents having that quality time with the kids. So we encourage the parents to be there, especially with the younger ones. Once the kids hit the age of three through six, you can drop your kids off in the classes because they're aware enough, they're old enough where, you know, they can be in the classes with just the teacher. Whereas if you have a six-month-old or a year-old child, you know, to get the most out of the class, we want the parent participation for the child as well as for the parents.
Yeah. You know, what I found with entrepreneurs, whether it's a restaurant, a hotel, whether it's a shopping store, something like that, no matter what it is, grocery store, it is about location and trying to find that location. How did you narrow down where you were going to open the doors at Kidville?
Well, you know, I have lived in Carlsbad for almost a decade. I love this area. Carlsbad in general is just wonderful. And I live in, you know, the South Carlsbad area. And when I was looking for spaces, I wanted to see, well, you know, where are the locations where the kids, you know, where kids are, where are the schools, where are the parents bringing the kids? And the location that I found, it's in a mall. There's a lot of high traffic there. We've got a grocery store. We've got, a karate place. We've got different types of kids' amenities in the area. And it just seemed like the perfect spot. You know, it's safe, it's clean, and it's a place where parents bring kids anyway. So we've now offered our doors to come on over to us as well.
There you go. What were some unexpected things that have happened since you've decided to do that? I mean, like the pleasant surprise when you had kind of that aha moment that entrepreneurs get. Have you had one of those?
You know, I think not unexpected necessarily, but kind of to hear parents come up to you and say how happy they are that you're in the community, and to have we have a little boy in one of our classes who is obsessed with Kidville. He loves to read our little magazines. He's 2 years old. His mom has sent us pictures where he's sitting in his car seat or he's sitting at the dinner table and he's looking through Kidville magazines. Just stuff like that that makes you feel like, you know what, they love it just as much as you do. And the kids love the program that you're offering. That's what it's all about. And the parents love it. So it's not that it's unexpected. I really, really, you know, thought that parents and the kids would like it. But to hear that feedback, it's amazing.
Yeah. And you said internationally there's some Kidvilles, and, of course, in New York, you mentioned some other places. We know in Texas there are some, and it sounds like this is really a growing concept, a growing franchise that's been around for almost a decade, as you mentioned. And do you get support from that? Because when you're a person who has a franchise, and there's people listening to us, I'm sure, that have other franchises, when you have a franchise, a lot of times it's what the good part about that is you have support. Do you have a pretty good support system?
Absolutely. I really can't speak for any other franchises, but Kidville Corporate has been amazingly supportive in everything that we've done. They're always there for help if we need it, for advice. You know, opening up a business, it's a very tough type of environment to open a business, and there's a lot of things that are going on. So to help facilitate all that, you know, Corporate has been great, and they're always there for us. So it's been a wonderful experience for me.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And the goal for the future is just to keep making people be aware that you're there?
Absolutely. Marketing, I think, is definitely key, you know, and bringing the kids in and just making sure that we maintain the great quality that, you know, that Kidville is known for.
And your husband, is he involved in this a little bit too?
He is. He does have a full-time job. We recently just had a little girl, so he's been involved a lot more in the recent months, but he does have a full-time job, so he tries to be as involved as possible.